Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This song's so ridiculous. Yo, my kids now are into some weird music like this. Like, it's like, if you just had it playing, like, I know you like Christian rock, and some of it's really catchy, right? Like, sometimes you'll be in the car, and like, if you're in a rental car, like, I'm always traveling, and I'm going through the radio stations, and I'll just hear some, like, generic rock song, so I'll leave it on, and then, like, a minute into it, you're like, all right, my man's singing about Jesus here. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you don't realize
it at first. Of course.
My kids have this sneaky, like, science rock music they're listening to now.
Are they getting smarter?
Maybe I am. Hell, I don't know. Like, we were listening to this song, and it was, like, this woman singing, like, a kind of heavy, like, synth pop. And then I realized she's singing about, like, the distance from the sun to different planets. The next song was about the rock cycle.
There you go.
I should know this. I'm listening to this song a lot. What are the three types of rocks?
Igneous.
Igneous. Metamorphic. Is that a thing?
I think so. No, maybe not.
Sedentary? Sediment?
Sure. And then, like, what? Isn't there, like, a pig something?
I don't think there's a pig rock.
Well, it's, like, something more than that.
Landfill, you know the three types of rocks?
Sedentary rock, maybe? I don't know. I know
Ignatius. It's definitely not Ignatius.
I think it's Igneous.
Igneous, yeah, there you go. Maybe I'm the one that needs these science rock songs.
I bet Jeff knows some different kind of rocks.
Then there's, what did you say, metamorphic?
I was right. I got it.
And then, I don't know, there's the one where they're like, pressed, there's like layers and stuff.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic.
There you go.
Yeah. Shout out to the fourth grade science teacher. He's getting these kids fired up.
Science rock. You just need a math pop song or something that can get you.
Oh, they got it. It's called like hopscotch music, and it's better than Kids Bop. If you've ever listened to Kids Bop, go to hopscotch. It's better than Kids Bop. And that was Kids Music Talk. Pretty big game this weekend. Toby, Jaden Daniels at the earliest will practice Friday.
Yeah.
What's your gut? What's your intuition tell you about Jaden or Marcus this week?
I think it's going to be Mariota. I don't think you can overlook any opponent. I don't think it's one of those things that you can just immediately go, oh, it's the Raiders, so don't play him. But I'm also not overly worried about Jaden. I don't think that they're going to put him in harm's way. I know some people are going back and relitigating some of what happened last year. And I don't know. I mean, with the rib injury, I think they looked at it and said there was really no chance of further injuring it and putting him in more danger than he already is by being a quarterback on the football field. I don't know that that's the sort of injury that you're looking at here, where if you look at it and say, you know, can he get more hurt by going out there and just doing his normal things? I would say that a sprained knee, you're more likely to have something like that than with a cracked rib. So I think they're going to be cautious with this one. I think they're going to lean to go with Mariota, but it's not something that I'm looking at saying, oh, it's because the Raiders. I'm looking more so at Jaden's health, and I still think they can get it done with Mariota. You know, if they just go out there and execute, you were talking about how the messaging this week seemingly has been do your job. If they just go out there and execute the offense and the defense plays well, I mean, realistically, defensively, if I'm Joe Witt and Dan Quinn, there's two guys I'm circling, and Brock Bowers really isn't 100%. Honestly, like, people are looking at playing Washington this week saying you got him at the right time. I think you got the Raiders at the right time, too. Ashton Jeanty by week 14 is going to be a totally different back than what he is in week 3. Brock Bowers isn't 100%, and Geno, while he shows some capability, threw three picks the other night. So I think you're catching Vegas at the right time, and I think you can beat him with Mariota, but it's not one of those things that I'm saying just because I'm scared and this and that, and because it's the Raiders, I'm starting. I think you truly got to be in the best interest of Jaden. I think miss one game and reevaluate, and I think he'd probably be ready to go for week 4.
For me, it's a three-step process, right? We had Dr. Carter Mitchell join us earlier this week, who's a orthopedic surgeon in sports medicine. Like, he's an expert in the field, and he's like, depending on the sprain, he could be completely fine. Like, people just rule out the Jaden is fine aspect of this. But what Dr. Mitchell also said is, I'm not there. I haven't seen his knee, so yeah. I don't know. Like, one, trust your medicals. Two, coach's eye test. Cliff and Dan are going to watch Jaden like crazy when he does get on the field. And if he doesn't look right, the coach could just sit him. Coach reserves that right. Three, Jaden. Hey, coach, I'm good. Hey, coach, I think I should rest. Like, Jaden will have input in this decision. What is good is that you have an entirely different situation than what so many people are freaked out during the Robert days when Robert was calling the shots and Dan was his enforcer. That won't be the situation here. Josh Harris is not going to text Jaden and then call AP. Like, that's just not how it's going to go.
And when Robert first hurt his knee, you could see his leg bent in the wrong way.
Right.
Like, we're still speculating on which play it was, right? He get flipped over, and the one play he gets up after and holds his knee, those are two separate plays, but nothing looks out of the ordinary for a normal football tackle. So, Robert, you saw when he got hurt. Not necessarily the same thing with Jaden.
Right. I don't think we're going to know till Sunday. DQ hinted that he might make a decision Friday. I think if there's a decision Friday, it means it's Mariota. I think if we don't know till Sunday, it means Jaden has a really good chance because he's going to work out and they're going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
I also think that Mariota was excellent last year, and that gets, like, lost in the sauce. I think Mariota can win this game with Marcus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If everything checks out and Jaden plays, he should play. That's pro football. Guys play when they're healthy. If they decide to sit him, that's cool too. I think a lot of people need to have a better game this week. And it's not just on who plays quarterback.
Correct.
Like, I think defensively, last week, the coverage breakdowns in the secondary, whether that was something Matt LaFleur schemed to confuse Wagner and the safety on the seam route from Kraft, where, like, okay, we've watched enough tape, we know the safety's going to go outside, and Wagner then will think he has safety help, whatever that is, like, that's a straight-up coverage breakdown.
Well, and especially against a team that's going to bring in Brock Bowers. Even though he doesn't seem like he's going to be 100%, that dude can still torch you. And he's going to be a focal point of their passing game. Because outside of him, Jacoby Myers is a good receiver, but I don't think you're super worried about him compared to other teams you're going to, you know, Malik Nabers. You handled him quite well in week one. He's not Malik Nabers. So, to me, if they can slow down Bowers and Genty, you feel good. And I think this is a game that if Marcus starts, you should be able to lean on your defense and you score 20 points and you should win.
Agreed. Agreed. Let's play a game, Toby. Who would you like to see have a better game this week than they did last week? I think there's a lot of people we can say. I can start.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to see Brandon Coleman have a better game.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Coleman's a really talented young player. I think moving inside the guard helps. I don't think he played his best. He did have to come out. It seemed like he got banged up there a little bit. I'd like to see Brandon Coleman have a better game.
I'll go on the other side of the ball. Frankie Louvu, I don't think, has been his usual self, like what we saw last year through the first two games of the season, especially in Green Bay. I'd like to see Frankie have a big-time impact, that physicality, coverage, just getting after the quarterback, getting after Geno as well. Just feels like we haven't seen the same Frankie yet. If you can have a big impact Louvu game, I think it'd be just fun.
I'd like to see Javon Kinlaw have a really – week one, he was excellent.
Yeah.
Last week – a lot quieter. I'd like to see more from Javon Kinlaw.
Mikey Sammer still. Mikey, we kind of understand what he is at this point. He's a really, really good, solid corner, and he really struggled last week. Just really, really struggled last week. A lot of guys did, but if Mikey gets back to himself, yeah.
A little bit of breaking news here. There was some talk that after Dietrich Wise went down, Washington might call Cleland Farrell again. Cleland Farrell just signed with the Chargers.
Ooh.
Washington made their decision to go with Preston Smith. So in turn, Chargers were able to scoop up Farrell. Not a big surprise, not a...
No, Preston honestly seems more along the same body type as Dietrich, right? Like long arms, can set the edge in the run game. Because it's not like Dietrich Wise was brought in to be the pass rusher. Even though he can get some pressure, he's more so a run defender on the edge. I think Preston can give you just that.
Yeah, I mean, what Dietrich does is just... he's a really high motor guy too. I think you're going to see like kind of a Jalen Holmes Preston Smith split here.
Yeah,
it was great to just see and talk to Preston yesterday. Now I've seen him over the years, especially when he's with the Packers, and but when he saw me yesterday, he's like, "Yo, what's up?" Like it was cool for those of us that have been here long enough. I mean, Preston Smith last played here in 2018.
Wow,
there's not a lot of people still here that were there then. I mean,
it's going to be weird to see him not 94, by the way.
I know. 52. I'm trying to think. Me, Keim, Mitch. As far as guys that are people that are here every day, Kerwin.
Not a whole lot.
Chick.
Yeah.
It's weird. And he was talking about like how different everything looks. The locker rooms are redone and. To me, what I think must stand out the most is that, like, Preston and Kerrigan are close, and now Kerrigan's the coach.
Yeah.
It's such a unique thing.
I think it'd be interesting at the end of the year to talk to Preston and just get his thoughts on the differences from before to now. Because now that he's been away, just recalling things and then coming back, be interested to hear as time goes on, playing games, interacting with ownership, all those things. Be curious to hear just his thoughts on the difference because he experienced the old regime.
Let's talk about what players are under the most scrutiny this weekend as the Commanders look to get back on the right side against the Las Vegas Raiders. Nobody go anywhere. Peter Rosenberg at noon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.